What's up, world? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy chaos, one solid start at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things? Like there's never enough time or energy to give everyone and everything the attention they deserve. Well, guess what? You're not alone. But here's the thing, amidst all that hassle and bustle, there's one superpower we often overlook. The power of positive relationships. Think about it. There's connections with people who genuinely lift you up, support your dreams, and make life just a little brighter and valuable. They're our anchors in the storm, our cheerleaders on game day, and sometimes even our therapists disguised as friends. But cultivating those strong, positive relationships, it takes work, my friends. So today, we're diving deep into this essential stoic practice. How to build and nurture those connections that truly matter. Get ready to unlock some wisdom, ditch the drama, and level up your social game. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those positive relationships. First up, be present. We've all been there, scrolling through our phones while having a conversation, nodding along but not really listening. It's like we're mentally checking out before the other person even finishes their sentence. But when it comes to building strong connections, being truly present is crucial. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and actively listen to what people are saying. Show genuine interest in their lives and experiences. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you? It's magic, right? Next, practice empathy. It's not about agreeing with everything someone says or doing exactly what they want, but it is about stepping into their shoes and trying to understand their perspective. Remember those times when someone just got what you were going through? That feeling of validation and connection can be incredibly powerful. Now, let's talk about communication. Be honest and direct, but also kind and respectful. Sometimes we shy away from difficult conversations because we're afraid of conflict. But remember, true relationships are built on open and honest communication, even when it's tough. Think of it like this. Your words have power. Use them to build bridges, not walls. Fourthly, celebrate successes. Life is a roller coaster, filled with both highs and lows. When those around us achieve something great, big or small, take the time to celebrate their wins. Genuine encouragement goes a long way in fostering positive relationships. It shows that you're invested in their happiness and success. After all, who doesn't love a good cheerleader in their corner? And finally, forgive generously. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Everyone makes mistakes, so be willing to forgive those who genuinely apologize and try to make things right. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party with friends. The conversation is flowing, everyone's laughing, and you feel genuinely connected to the people around you. That warm feeling of belonging. That's the magic of strong, positive relationships. So, how do we create more moments like that? Remember, cultivating positive relationships takes effort and intention. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By practicing these key takeaways, being present, empathetic, communicating openly, celebrating successes, and forgiving generously, you can build a network of genuine connections that will enrich your life in countless ways. Ready to level up your social game? I know you are. Now go out there, make some meaningful connections, and spread that good vibes energy. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom on relationships. And let me know what you think. Drop a comment, send me a message, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for the strong starts.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.